They reported in Overton Park they saw a million lightning bugs, and all of them were flashing on and off in unison. It really was, they said, quite ghostly. You look over and
I've never seen it in unison.
And
we're losing a lot of lightning bugs because people are spraying so much. But I don't see as many at home as you used to. Used to be in this time of year, sit outside at night, it was a constant flickering.
Mm-hmm. How about these things that hover over water, just hover in the dark, hover two sets of wings?
Snake doctor flies. The old saying was that where you saw those, there was a snake. There's a snake around, so to beware. Mm-hmm.
You see many of those around?
Used to see a good many. Last year, my brother closed in the pond that down close to the house and built a new one. So unless there's a water, you don't see too many other than that. Sometimes they'll come up.
And different birds that you think about?
We have red birds and black birds and mockingbirds and jaybirds and partridges.
Do you?
Or quail. Used to call them partridges and they call quail. I think both words mean the same thing here.
Is that the same thing as a Bob White?
No, now Bob White is also builds a nest on the ground. And they used to tell us to listen to the call of Bob White. And one would say, Bob White, and the other would say, are your fields right? And when they are late in the afternoon, if you'll notice, it sounds like that's what they're saying.
I see
an
answer.
Yeah, it's a...
How about the owls? Do you have any?
We have the... we call them screech owl. That's a small owl. And then the hoo owl is a big owl. Oh, I haven't heard those for a long, long time. I don't know whether they've just gone from the area because it's so cleared up.
What was your attitude toward owls as a child?
Love to hear them. Sometimes little screech owls, two or three of them, they'll cut loose close to the house. It would frighten you until you found out what it was. But the hoo owl, I don't remember hearing too many, but it was a fascinating sound.
The bird that...
woodpecker. Ribbiter. the woodpecker.
Pecker woods for them. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we called them both, woodpecker and peckerwood. Maybe one family would call them one and the other. There's a superstition, among the old people that if they peck on your house, if it's going to be a death in the house. And as much as I tried to preserve the birds, I had a beauty. It was the most gorgeous thing, the red, red top and the speckled back. I sewn down on a tree near the house, and the man who rents the little tenant house came up to pay the rent, and he said, I killed that peckerwood, and I said, what peckerwood? And said, well, he was proud as punch to tell me he'd killed this bringer of bad news. And I said, he said, well, he was down there on my house, and I chased him all the way over in the woods, but I finally got him, and I didn't have the heart to tell him.
He probably thought he was chasing death away from the house there.
I was so sorry. Because they're getting rare. Mm-hmm. Very rare.
You have the big kind.
His body might have been so big around. But I declare, from his tail to his head, he was this long.
Oh,